Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Armstrong.
It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to another edition of our local music show, Grassroots, here tonight, presented by Shady Lady Productions. It's The Rock Station, 97.7. I'm Bob Cupp, and right there is Mr. Utah Burgess. Good evening, Utah.
Good evening, Bob.
Good to have you in tonight to talk local music, and I guess the stage is set. Jeep versus Bronco. We're going to be talking about an event coming up, which actually will be the third annual event leading up to kind of surrounding activities that are with Jeep Fest. And even though this is not connected to that, Jeep Fest is going to be invading the area and focusing, Cooper's Lake Campground in particular, where our band jam will be. But some folks have come together, collaborated on an event to provide an activity for maybe people to partake in, because there are a lot of people coming in from all over. And this year, they're not just inviting the Jeeps, they're inviting the folks that have Broncos, too, which is a new thing.
They really are. And maybe next year it'll be Blazers. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Or the Thing. Remember the Volkswagen Thing?
Oh, geez. Oh. Okay.
There you go.
Now we're really going off the rails.
Oh, no. Well, let's get back at it here, and we'll have Rich Hoffman in from the Field House on Route 356, and that's somebody you've collaborated with. Shady Lady Productions have been promoting some of the local music end of things that they want to do out there.
Yeah, we've been started working with them, I don't know, shortly after the new year, and we're calling it the House Concert Series. So yeah, they do music every Saturday from 7 to 10, and then on some other occasions as well throughout the year.
Yeah, cool stuff. Yeah, we'll talk about a new thing that Zach Rivito's bringing to the Field House. And we're going to also visit with Valerie Lynn, longtime friend and part of Jagged Edge Consulting, who has written a very unique book that might be something to motivate you. But we'll let her tell us about that, because we really can't tell you what the name of the book is for contractual reasons connected to the FCC. But it's a really fun name. So
I don't have a contract with the FCC. So the book is called...
Good stuff. Yeah, let me get this in here.
Wrong one.
One of these. That's not it. Yeah. Multiple failures on my end, right?
You That's all right.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got that coming up, and we'll spin some music connected to some folks that you either have seen or will see at the Field House, but they've got a lot of great things going on out there. And of course, our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 20th through 22nd, presented by Experience Butler County and Cooper's Lake Campground, the place to be, thebandjam.com. Gonna welcome in a brand new sponsor as well, Utah.
Yes, shout out to Erie Distillery for hopping on and supporting the Band Jam.
How about it?
They do a lot of live music events at their place up there in Erie, too. It's right there before you drop down into Presque Isle.
Okay. Yeah. Erie Distillery. Also, Bricks and Minifigs Butler. Also, Butler County Veterans in Need. Liberty Corner Tavern, home of your Thirsty Thursday acoustic nights. Quality Life Services, Jazz's Rock and Road Show. Back Home Barbecue and Brew. And literally, we are, as of tonight, 10 days away from a little Band Jam preview singer-songwriter in the round on Wednesday, June 17th, as they celebrate their fourth anniversary of a business. And Mr. Utah Burgess of the Noble Hops, Rob Keller of the Shiners, and the wonderful Jennifer Lynn Baker, all going to be doing a little singer-songwriter in the round, which is always the kickoff event for the Band Jam, where there will be five musicians telling you what they have created and why, and a little bit of their background, with the Ram Automotive singer-songwriter in the round evening, Thursday, August 20th, which kicks off Band Jam. Always a fun event.
Yeah, we'll be kicking it off. We'll be kicking off the kickoff event with this kickoff event.
I like that. And, of course, Cummings Candy and Coffee in their four locations, presenting our center stage opportunity to look inside the Band Jam every Friday morning. And, of course, our overall sponsor, Experience Butler County. Love having them on board as well as the presenting sponsor this year. So lots of great things. And all you have to do is go to thebandjam.com. The website will tell you everything you need to know. If you'd like to camp or find out about that, there's a link to Cooper's Lake that is payable and separate to them. But you can get your tickets to be on the grounds at thebandjam.com. And by the way, the singer-songwriter in the round, free of charge as 17 and under youth as well.
And go back to our sponsor, Butler County Veterans in Need. We're just a week away from their event up, their Ride for the Veterans. And that's going to be at the Lindora American Legion Post. And going to have Slightly Suspicious and Donnie Ozo and Cook McCoy, Jennifer Lynn, Baker Band, Black Forest Ham, Gary Berg III, and the Noble Hops for that as well. So that's coming up on the 13th.
Yeah, so if you'd like to ride, they ride out from the Legion in the morning and take a nice little trek. They actually go up to Clarion and back down to West Sunbury, stop at the Rock Inn, and then end up at the Legion, where there will be music all afternoon and evening. And it, again, it is their second annual ride in remembrance of the great John Cyprian, who was such a vital piece of serving veterans in our community. So that is, again, Saturday, June 13th for that second annual Ride for Our Veterans. And something else that is coming up very, very quickly before you know it, and it is part of our Rock Done Right tour, our Rock Done Right tour, but it is the Corey's Cruise event, and that is Saturday, July 25th at the fairgrounds this year.
Yeah, that's coming up, and you should be hearing some spots about that as you tune into the Rock Station every day like you should be. So there are all kinds of information about that, and I'm sure they're going to be coming in and doing the whole radio station tour also. So learn a lot about it, and just Corey'sCruise.com is where you can find all the information.
There you go. Well, we're going to get into some music here tonight, and then we're going to sit down with Valerie Lynn and Rich and talk about the Jeep versus Bronco event coming up at the Fieldhouse, Route 356, Thursday, June 11th. So get ready to sit back for that. But in the meantime, we've got a couple of new tunes that we've not played before to kick off our grassroots show. And this segment being brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio of Butler. And also want to give a big shout out to our friend Jim Harpell, who is back again this year to support the Grassy Award. Jim told us just a couple of weeks ago that he just wrapped up working with this year's winner, the Ragged Company, on a tune that they won the right to record at the Meat Locker Recording Studio by being the Grassy Award winning act, which is voted on by you, the listener, keep in mind. But Jim is back again for this year's winner to do the same at the Meat Locker Recording Studio.
That's very generous of him, and I can't wait to hear what's coming out of there.
Absolutely.
So, it'd be cool if a song he recorded in there ends up becoming a Grassy.
The Grassy.
Like, you know, like the, he winning, recorded it because they won it, and then it ends up winning again. It'd be kind of cool, but. And Grassy's are right around the corner, Bob. We're going to be announcing those at the end of this month.
I know. I'm whittling my list down, and the plea is out for everybody else. If you are just a fan of a band and you like their music or a particular song, make a shout out, because it resonates among the staff here with the Rock Station 97.7, and of course the staff will have their input as well. And we'll whittle everything down to the final 12, and you'll get to vote on that for the entire month of July, because the Grassy Award is voted on strictly by you, the listeners out there. So,
make some noise.
Absolutely. Well, there's been an entity on the North Shore of Pittsburgh that has made a little bit of noise this year occasionally, but they're keeping us engaged, and there's this funky little thing that happens where this orange cone gets raised. And our friend Ben Valisak has joined in on the fray of supporting this.
Well, yeah, it's not raised, because that's how, you see, because in my excitement the other day on that Reynolds walk-off home run, you know, I said, raise it.
Yeah.
And Ben, you know, kindly just said, no, hoist it.
Hoist.
It's hoist it. Yeah. Hoist. So, and I think he has something to say about that whole thing.
So he has a song called Hoist the Cone. I guess we raise the Jolly Roger and we hoist the cone. So that's the point he's making here. But how about it, Ben Valisak, who just might be connected to the Band Jam too, right?
He's
been in the past.
Yeah, Growler's going to be there. And, you know, you kind of made a point off air about ever since this song come out. And I don't know, something's been kind of turning around. So we'll see. It's such a tight division.
I just figure. The last time the Pirates were worth a hill of beans, everybody in the division was great.
Yep.
And here we are again.
Yep.
If the playoffs start today, there are, two teams tied and four involved. So crazy stuff. But, hey, at least we're talking about it. And, it's all we're fighting for, tying in this song from the Bill Toms and Hard Rain album that was dropped just about a year ago. I think this song was released just about a year ago now. So let's dig that out. Bill Toms and Hard Rain with Ben Valisak. And then we'll talk with Valerie Lynn and Rich from the Fieldhouse and talking about Jagged Edge Consulting and what they do, but the event they're putting together coming up at the Fieldhouse, Broncos versus Jeeps, tonight on the Rock tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
It's time to watch the Pirates play, so grab a seat, my friend. This year it has a different feel. This team was built to win. So climb aboard this pirate ship. It's time to set the tone. Stand up, reach down. It's time to hoist the go. Let's hoist our goal. The orange one's all alone. Don't touch the Pittsburgh parking chair. You must see that alone. Let's hoist the goal. Our fans are in the zone. Let's watch the Pittsburgh Pirates play. And let's hoist the goal.
We have Connor Cruz and Reynolds, and we're hitting like machines. A pitcher's favorite letter is the K, just like in schemes. So climb aboard this pirate ship. It's time to set the tone. Stand up, reach down. It's time to hoist the go. Let's hoist our goal. The orange one's all alone. Don't touch the Pittsburgh parking chair. You must leave that alone. Let's hoist the go. Watch the Pittsburgh Pirates play, and let's hoist the goal.
Yeah, it's time to watch the Buccos in October play this year. This ballpark will be rocking, we'll be jumping as we cheer. So climb aboard this pirate ship, it's time to set the tone. Stand up, reach down, it's time to hoist the goal. Let's hoist our goal. The orange one's all well known. Don't touch the Pittsburgh parking chair. You must leave that alone. Let's hoist the goal. Our fans are in the zone. Let's watch the Pittsburgh Pirates play. And let's hoist our goal. Let's watch the Pittsburgh Pirates play. And let's hoist our goal. We raise the Jolly Roger. This year we hoist the goal.
One thing that I can't call my
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our second segment of the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. This segment being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee and their four locations to serve you. And of course, Cummings Candy and Coffee, one of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presented by Experience Butler County sponsors. And they are the Center Stage sponsor, so you can tune in every Friday morning a little after 7:30, where we let you know one of the acts you'll get an opportunity to see at Cooper's Lake in August.
You can hear Bob talking about hoisting the cone.
That's
and,
right.
Roll right into the band jam.
What a great new tune from yeah. Ben. And think about it. We need to follow the record that they've had, because they were in a swoon when he dropped that. And all of a sudden, take away one series. I think there's, we've been waiting 20, 30, 40 years. So, yeah.
Good as, job, as documented by Ben.
That's right. That's right. So, well, good stuff. Hey, and we're going to talk about good stuff. Talk about Cummings. I think Barry is connected to Zach Rovito in a little get together that is happening occasionally at the Field House. So, we're going to talk about the Field House. We're also going to talk about Jagged Edge Consulting and the collaboration that is forthcoming in time for the Bantam Jeep Weekend. They call it a Jeep Festival, but it is surrounding the arrival of the Jeep, which began here in our backyard.
And yet another way to experience Butler County.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. I want to welcome in Valerie Lynn from Jagged Edge Consulting. Valerie, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And from the Field House, Mr. Rich Hoffman.
Very good to be here.
Good to have you on board. So you guys are collaborating on an event that it's going to be the third annual kind of Jeep get-together, but you're adding Broncos in now, right?
Yes, the first 2 years were Jeep only, since it kicks off Bantam Weekend on Thursday. And some ladies at the gym, I'm part of Believe in You Fitness, and they pulled us in and said, we want our Broncos sitting out front. So here they come. So it's going to be dividing the field in half, and we have a lot of responses so far. So it's looking really exciting.
Good, good. Well, we'll get in depth on that.
What are the odds?
Huh? I don't know. We have a tug of war, an actual human tug of war over a baby pool. So people better come and pick their side. You got to pick your side.
So somebody's going to be drafted. We'll get to that. But we want to talk about both ends of things here, and including the Field House, because a lot of great things are happening right now. In the Field House, not too far from my place, so we end up visiting and eating great food and enjoying the atmosphere, especially in the summertime. We love the outdoors that you have out there, Rich. And you've had a lot of exciting things happening in the last year.
Yeah, absolutely. We partnered with Shady Lady. We've really upped the game on our entertainment. Just incredible food and a great experience outside. You get to sit outside. Not too many places left in America that you can sit out and look at nothing but grass growing around you.
Yeah, or maybe somebody playing volleyball.
Oh, yeah, or volleyball, come and watch a human tug of war.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, the Field House, Route 356. I mean, my goodness, that's a staple in the community, a location that has been around and survived times, been around for a lot of years. I mean, I remember going back to the days there were softball fields behind your place many, many moons ago. But It's a great location and open 7 days a week.
7 days a week, 11 till 10, Monday through Saturday, 12 to 9 on Sundays. Come out for a $4 Bloody Mary on Sundays. Get a Bloody Mary, get a sandwich on the end of it.
Ah, nice.
Pretty much. That's a full meal on the end of it.
And I say 7 days a week because in our current day, not a lot of restaurants in particular are open 7 days a week. I mean, that's a testament to your success right there, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And our people make us great.
Yeah. The people that come and support, and you're getting geared up as well for the Bantam Jeep Festival, and going to take an opportunity to have an event surrounding that for people to enjoy. And Valerie, tell us a little bit about your company, Jagged Edge Consultant.
I'm a fractional CSMO, and what that is like a sales and marketing officer for businesses that don't have one. So if you have a marketing message to get out or a sales message to get out, or each side of your business isn't running together with your operations to get your message to your customer. Okay. So what I do is take the time, and I specialize in industrial and commercial type businesses. To kind of bring it all together and get that cohesive message out to the customer and even train salespeople.
Oh, okay. So that's important, no doubt about it. So you're kind of an avenue where businesses that haven't paid to have a full-time person do that kind of thing. I mean, you're saving them a lot of money by having that opportunity to bring you in.
Correct. It's as much or as little as you need. I have some customers I just do social media for, and other ones I take the salespeople out and help them meet with clients and potential customers.
Okay. So offer some breakthrough opportunities, maybe some avenues to find their success.
You have 30 years of experience, even though I don't like to admit my age.
Well, I was going to say 29 and holding, obviously.
Yes, staying at 29 as long as I can.
And she's also an author.
Right.
Along that line, too, because I gave all the salespeople here her book last year.
Oh, well, thank you.
No wonder sales are up.
Exactly. I'm here to testament. The station's booming, and that's why.
Well, the second edition made Barnes & Noble, but go to my website, jagged-edge.net, I won't tell you the title. It'll be a surprise. You got to find it. A little Easter egg hunt like there's Easter eggs on Jeeps.
Oh.
Well, the FCC won't let us say it here anyway.
Yeah, that too.
Well, let's just say it's a catchy title. How about that?
But it's entertaining. There's a lot of life stories, and there's a training manual at the end of this one. So you can do a DIY with your own sales leads and kind of train yourself if you don't have time for a class.
And the life story, I just wanted to say that that's really applicable because you can put the sales part of it aside, and it does apply to just interactions, everyday interactions, and with your fellow humans. It all applies.
Thank you.
Dealing with people.
Yeah.
And
just, you know.
Yeah. That's neat.
Something I'm known for.
Well, I would imagine, you know, everyday life, you know, not every person is comfortable chatting with somebody or introducing, you know, or breaking the ice just to have a conversation. I mean, there could be relationships that way, right?
Right.
You know? So you just kind of teach dynamics of how to break that ice, per se?
So much. A lot of it's personality types, kind of knowing who you are and how to sell and really how to deal with other people. But the first chapter, it's one of my favorites. Some of the other ones I can't say because of the FCC. But the first one talks about the ladder of life. And as you climb the ladder of life, not to poop on the rungs on your way up, because someday you'll have to climb back down. Okay. And I think it's a valuable lesson that applies the whole way through the book. And I think it has a sense of entertainment on how you apply your life and your strategies just to normal relationships, let alone work.
So don't make those rungs slippery, is what you're saying.
Definitely do not. And there's a few examples in there of when I had to climb back down. So I applied it to myself.
That's great stuff. Let's talk to the Field House. You talked, you know, great food and such. You guys have a great selection on beverages too, don't you, Rich?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got 20 beers on tap. We rotate through a lot of the stuff from time to time. We got an amazing cocktail menu on the tabletops right now. Come out for a vodka crush. The weather's finally getting nice. Can we believe it?
Yeah.
Tiki drinks.
Ah, yes. Okay, good stuff. Visiting with Rich Hoffman of the Field House, which is on Route 356, the Freeport Road, and Valerie Lynn from Jagged Edge Consulting. And we're going to dive heavy into an event that is coming up next week, this week coming up, actually, because the Jeeps are going to invade, and I don't know. This thing might be evolving into a Jeep and Bronco invasion. At least it is going to be at the Fieldhouse coming up on June 11th, but we'll talk more about that. Let's get into some music because you mentioned, Rich, the collaboration you now have with Shady Lady Productions. Lots of great local music, and we're going to kind of tie in with the Noble Hops Utah because you guys are going to be playing at the event that we're talking about, right?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Jeep versus Bronco, and I'm not saying which side we're picking either. But
I know what you have, so I think I have a feeling what you might be leaning toward. But let's do some, let's talk about some numbers.
There you go, yeah. We'll throw on our single from last year, which is still, we dropped that in July. It's still in the Cashbox magazine charts, which is just shocking to me. But featuring Miss Freddie, you know, Pittsburgh's Lady of the Blues. So Life by the Numbers.
Let's do it here on the Grassroots Show tonight as we get set for Jeeps against Broncos. It's the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
One, two, three. If you listen to me. I can't tell you how easy it can be. For 5 cents, you can get your kid.
Try to be kind. I was leaving, Mama,
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Next segment being brought to you by Build the Scene and Mr. Bill Damiano. And they are also part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. So make sure you're getting your tickets for that event, brought to you by Experience Butler County, 977rocks.com. We have in the studio with us Valerie Lynn from Jagged Edge Consulting and Jeep Fan.
Yes, correct? Jeep Fan.
And Rich Hoffman, the owner of the Field House on Route 356. Do you have a Bronco or a Jeep, Rich?
I need to find a Jeep. I need to find a CJ.
Yeah.
I agree.
I was going to say, I'm a Mopar guy, but actually Mopar, what? It's connected to Jeep nowadays, I guess.
Yes.
They buy
yes.
the company or something. So and
it's
and
all then, owned by one company anymore.
That's right. Yeah, everything, aren't we all?
Yes.
But very fun event coming up in celebration of the Jeep invasion that will be coming up later this week, as a matter of fact. And, of course, the appropriate Cooper's Lake Campground mention with the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. That's where they have a lot of the activities. But as they begin to invade, a lot of folks, I mean, people are traveling from all over the country. Maybe even I've heard the world. But in particular around the country coming in for this event in the Butler area. And so you folks have collaborated for the last few years on having an opportunity for folks to come out and enjoy the Field House area, right?
Yes, yes, definitely. And our longest drive so far is about 1,100 miles. We have a trophy for that. We have a trophy for the oldest Jeep, and we'll have one for the oldest Bronco. And there's also going to be a Stanley Cup-type trophy this year that will be held at the Field House.
Ooh.
And we will do a calculation of vehicles. We're going to have a cornhole-type game for earning points, so that'll go with the vehicle. So if you play for Bronco or you play for Jeep, and then we'll have points for the tug-of-war, the fully manned Jeep on one side, Bronco on the other, over a baby pole.
I love this. This is great. So truly a challenge, but so the ultimate goal for this, the cup-like thing, is that going to be for Jeep or Bronco? So that'll start the run, and you'll have the year on it. Is that kind of the thought process?
Yes, it'll be 2026, the first competitive year. So it'll be sitting at the Field House in all its glory.
Oh, yes, yes. That is really cool.
Lots of bragging rights.
And yes. I've heard a lot of stories surrounding the Stanley Cup, the hockey version, and pools. So there's going to be a pool there if the winner wants to take a dive, right?
It'll be a really shallow kind of dive with rubber ducks and rubber horses in it. But
yeah. Oh, is that the Bronco thing now, the rubber horse?
I'm really not sure because I'm not a Bronco girl. So I'm hoping that this goes off okay with those Bronco lovers. Yeah. And I'm open to suggestions for next year. So since it's the first one, you Bronco lovers, you're going to have to let me know. I'll have a suggestion bowl there too for next year.
So I have a friend that has a Bronco, and they did have something in it that was, I guess, being passed around. So there's a thing now, because explain to me, because I see Jeeps all over, and there's rows of ducks across the windshield. What is that about?
I'm really not sure. That's the sad part. I think it started in Canada. But okay. The way I drive, I couldn't put a Jeep on my dash. So they're kind of like popcorn in mine.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this over the weekend, and I said, I'm going to claim credit for that, because who can really prove where it started from? So I started it during COVID.
Well, thank you.
I like it.
During COVID, yes.
It was Utah. That's what I'm going to say. It was Utah. He started the Ducks.
Well, there you go.
Born
so
in Butler.
Can't take go ahead. Try to take credit for it. But that is a really cool deal. I mean, obviously, people that have, you know, if you have a vehicle, you're passionate about it. And the Jeep thing is such a cool thing, a connection to this area. I mean, what led you, Val, to get a Jeep?
Well, a friend of mine when I was a kid, Sandy, like, she had a Jeep. And I was always, like, wanting to go for a ride. I was, like, 6 years old, 7 years old. And when I got older, that's the first vehicle I wanted to buy. And I didn't get to until I think I was 42 and I still have them. So
yeah, and it's just the love of a unique piece of equipment, really, because
really in the manual transmission, I'm addicted. I don't want an automatic transmission, and that's one of the few left that you can still get in a manual transmission. I think this might be the last year.
I think
they might be doing away with
altogether
building manual transmissions. Don't quote me on that. See, there's another fun fact. People can go research.
Well, so I would hope you would have an option, because, you know, I learned on a stick.
Me too.
You know,
I had a diesel rabbit.
Did you really?
Yes, diesel rabbit.
Well, we had a Volkswagen Bug, so I learned in
that.
And I have a car today that still has a 4-speed in it. So, the Bronco thing is cool, because that kind of is a model that went away for a while and then came back, and man, see them popping up all over the place now. So it's become a thing in its own right, which is pretty cool. Obviously, as your friends have let you know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to looking at all the different Bronco models. I've never stopped at a dealership, so I have no idea even what options they have. So it's going to be a fun learning experience for me too.
And I would imagine you're welcoming in all ages. I mean, if you have an older Bronco, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, every age of Bronco, every age of Jeep, and we'll have one for the oldest in each category. And then there'll be the longest drive, and then the best in show. Richie's going to pick the best in show. So it'll just be one vehicle out of both sides. So there's one for each side.
Now you have a target on your back.
You got a target.
Yeah, thanks.
So if you need to bribe Richie at the field house.
You should have went with the word a panel will pick the winner.
A panel. Yes. We thought it was more fun just to put him on the spot.
I might have to throw this one at Lauren.
Oh, there you go.
He's allowed to make his decision with help. How about that?
That's good. That's good.
He can consult.
It can be a couple's consult. It can be a couple's pick. It can be a couple's pick.
Cool. So is there a sign up for this? Do you just show up? What's the process to become involved?
You just show up. So there's a Facebook event, and you just show up, and there's 100 dash plaques for the first 100 vehicles. There's no entry fee. Part of what it is, it's raising money for the local school, for Knock High School. So Knight's Closet, South Butler Santa's, and then we threw in Orphans of the Storm for my shepherd, Holly, that passed away last year. So we have like a three-way donation going on. So that's why there's no entry fee. There's going to be auction and raffle baskets. There's gift cards, neon sign donated by the field house. There's going to be all kind of really great prizes to win, and all of it goes to the charities.
Coors banquet specials, twisted tea specials, free glassware. We're gonna have a little bit of fun giving some goodies away.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there'll be a duck pond where you can draw ducks to win prizes too.
Sure, and then Bronco people will be all ticked off about that.
Well, there'll be horse ducks. They're actually horse ducks.
Oh, okay.
I got horse ducks. They were really hard to find, but I found horse ducks. So it's some kind of meshing bond we're gonna have. We're gonna bond these vehicles this day.
I love it. She knows what she's doing, ladies and gentlemen. So free event. Again, this is coming up on Thursday, June 11th. What time can people expect to have things kind of gear up? What time should they come?
It's from 3 to 8.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll draw all the prizes at 8. So people can still get up to Bantam if they're doing night ops. There'll still be time for you to make it to where you need to go.
Okay, so Thursday of the Jeep Fest, they have a night event at Cooper's Lake.
Yes, and we're not affiliated with Bantam.
Right. So the next day, I think, is the parade, right?
Right.
So this is a perfect opportunity for you to come, have a good time, hang out, get pumped up about your Jeep, or if you're the Bronco person, you can get together for that. And Noble Hops are playing when?
Sometime in between that time.
During the evening?
Yeah, well, you know, we just show up and do our thing. I Googled horse duck, and there is one.
Really?
Yeah. Horse ducks.
Oh, wow. That.
They're not very attractive looking.
No, not at all.
No. And if you come to the event, you'll see, I think I have like 250 of them that'll be floating in that pool.
And somebody's going to be in it because of the tug of war.
Yes. Right? Yes. And you don't have to have a Jeep or a Bronco to be in the tug of war or be involved in any of the events. You can participate on one team or the other. So we want to include everybody. We don't want it to be people with vehicles only.
Okay.
So it's all-inclusive event. Kids welcome.
Okay. And a variety of trophies for unique things. Longest. I'll be curious to see who comes the longest. I mean, you had somebody drive a long way the last time. So
2 years in a row. So she's the contender. Two years in a row.
Defending champion.
Defending champion. So we got to get someone further than 1,100 miles.
And, of course, come hungry and thirsty. Right, Rich?
Absolutely. And I have great food specials. Yeah. It's going to be a really good night. Good
I will stuff. Attest the food is amazing and so are the drinks. I'm kind of hooked on the Jose Cuervo margarita.
Ooh, okay. Well, of course, we already heard the Noble Hops, and then right after the Noble Hops, we heard from the Ragged Company and their song Shine. And in addition to the great music that you're having out there, Rich, Zach Revito is doing something special. What, every other Wednesday?
Yeah, every other Wednesday they're going to be doing a Revito Blues Night. We'll be outside on the patio, just enjoy the summer air. Goes through October. Of course, weather permitting. Hopefully the worst is behind us for the year, though.
Oh, we paid our dues in April and May, for sure. May especially. So it's been a nice stretch run. We hope that continues because we're approaching summer now. So as what the meteorologists say, it was June 1st. So we're holding them to that. But this will go on. Does it go on, rain or shine, if it would happen to be a damp night?
Yes, it goes on no matter. It's the only time we have, so
yeah,
it's going to happen no matter what, and you might have to put your top on to make it.
Yeah, no. Well, Jeeps are used to being wet, right? So,
do you? I mean, if you don't want to shine it, you can bring your mud. You can bring your mud and whatever you want on your Jeep.
I would imagine
or your Bronco.
I would imagine these vehicles. People are proud to have that badge of honor on it, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Some people like them covered in mud. Yeah. There's no doubt.
I don't think I can keep the mud off of mine, so it's going to be too hard to detail it.
And again, it's coming up here Thursday, beginning at 3 o'clock, 3 to 8, presented by Jagged Edge Consulting and the Fieldhouse, Route 356. So whatever vehicle you have, just be there, come out for the fun, and especially if you are participating in some of the Jeep events, you'll have plenty of time to get out to Cooper's Lake to be a part of that. But perfect timing on that. Rich, congratulations on where the Fieldhouse is today.
Thank you.
As far as a business, keep up the great work. I know you're doing great things out there, and I can attest to the great food and the beverages too. So, Valerie Lynn, thanks for coming in, and best of luck in your future. And again, give your website so people can get that book.
Okay, it's jagged-edge.net.
Okay, and again, the Jeep versus Bronco show and shine, third annual at the Fieldhouse on Thursday, June 11th.
And you got a website also?
Yes, fieldhouse.restaurant. You can get on there for reservations, banquet inquiries, check out our menu, see what's happening in the restaurant.
And social media, too, and Facebook and such. You can keep up to date with some of the great things you have going on.
Always, we're always posting our daily specials.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, Rich, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Being part of the Grassroots Show. And Valerie Lynn, good to see you again.
You too.
And Jagged Edge Consulting. And the Jeep versus Bronco event coming up Thursday. We're going to jam a couple of more tunes. Some more folks that are going to be a part of some of the upcoming local music get-togethers at the Fieldhouse.
Yeah, as you've been hearing on our concert calendar every week and through the promos that we run through the week, every Saturday, and we call it the House Concert Series that's been going on at the Fieldhouse. And just last night, Jeff Fetterman was there. Ooh. And he's a big friend of the show, as you well know. And so I think we're going to throw his song, Wash My Blues Away, on. But prior to that, we have Moonshine Vagabond coming up also. So they'll be making their debut at the Fieldhouse, and they've got that brand new song out called Inside the Cabin.
Absolutely. And coming up also this weekend, surrounding the event, Drunken Uncles, huh? That'll be a good one too. So you can check them out this Saturday as well when you're out and enjoying things. So hey, hope the weather is awesome, but maybe they find some mud, you know, that'd be all right too. So thanks for coming in, guys, appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, again, Rich and Valerie, Jeep versus Bronco, line them up. and tug of war and see who wins. And stomp on out, even if you don't have a Jeep or a Bronco at the Fieldhouse. Here we go into some great tunes from Moonshine Vagabond and Mr. Jeff Fetterman. It's the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
But it wouldn't let us out. baby. It's a hard cross to bear. Needing your love, knowing you weren't there. So it was time to say goodbye, go our separate ways, wish that it would rain. Wash my blues away.
Wish that it would rain.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, mark your calendar for Saturday, August 8th for the 8th Annual Music for the Cure. Coming to the Sessions at Blueberry Hill, 124 Maple Road in Carn City from 1 to 11. Music from The Bluebirds and Dinnerbell Road with guests Highway Moon, Back East, Heyday, and Those Guys, with a special acoustic performance by Jennifer Lynn Baker. Check out the Facebook page for ticket information for the great Music for the Cure event. Also mark your calendar for Tuesday, June 16th. The Summer Concert Series at Alameda Park in Butler will feature Tubi's Acoustic. 6:30 to 8:30 again Tuesday, June 16th. Also on Friday, June 13th, it's the Butler County Veterans in Need second annual Ride for Our Veterans at the Lindor American Legion, Post 778. They'll have raffles, a 50-50, a ride throughout the day, and then live music that afternoon and evening with Donnie Yozo and Slightly Suspicious, Cook McCoy, Jennifer Lynn Baker, Black Forest Ham, Gary Burke III, and the Noble Hops. And on Sunday, June 28th, it's the Celebration of Life for Scotty Bayjack, with local music, basket raffles, a 50-50 and more at the Sirius Riners in Cheswick. The Rock Done Right Tour heads to the Big Butler Fairgrounds Saturday, July 25th for Corey's Cruise. Check out Corey'sCruise.com for information. And of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 20th through 22nd at Cooper's Lake. Go to thebandjam.com. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Thursday, June 11th, it's the Jeep versus Bronco event. Two legends squaring off at the Fieldhouse in Cabot, 3 to 8 p.m. with live music from the Noble Hops. And Saturday, June 13th, the House Concert Series at that Fieldhouse features the Drunken Uncles from 7 to 10. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Back to wrap up our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Got to give a shout out to Two Man Happy Hour up in Erie. Two entities now helping to support local music here in Western Pennsylvania, just continuing to build that pipeline from Erie to Pittsburgh and surrounding areas, the tri-state music scene.
He's one of the busiest guys I know, and then he plays like, I don't know, four or five times a week on top of it all himself. He's got, I don't know, he's kind of like the Matt Ferrani of Erie, I think.
Okay.
He's got 27 bands and just plays all the time, so it's cool.
That is really cool. And, of course, we also give a shout-out to Experience Butler County, who are the presenting sponsor of this year's Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And a lot of things going on. They just had a big announcement about moving to Main Street in downtown Butler.
Yep.
Good stuff. Experience Butler County presenting the Band Jam. The Band Jam, August 20th through 22nd at Cooper's Lake Campground.
And our whole show tonight was about something you can do right here in Butler County also this coming Thursday. Another great way to experience Butler County.
That's right. Head to the Fieldhouse, Bronco versus Jeep event, and then following that, experience Butler County. We'll be focusing on Jeep Fest at Cooper's Lake Campground, where the Band Jam will be August 20th through 22nd. Ram Automotive presents the singer-songwriter in the round at 7 o'clock on Thursday the 20th, and then the bands take the stage Friday night at 5 and all day Saturday. Be a great weekend of music, experiencing Cooper's Lake, experiencing music, experiencing all the things that you can do out there. That's why kids 17 and under get in free. Bring the family. It's going to be a great weekend. lots to do in the music that is celebrated that comes out of our show here on Sunday nights.
Yep. And if you want to know more about it or get tickets, you can experience a singer-songwriter in the round at Back Home Barbecue on the 17th. So come check that out. We'll talk to you about it. We'll get you some tickets. In fact, you buy a ticket, or if you already bought a ticket, I think you're getting a free fried pickle from Back Home Barbecue and Brew Company. So come on out, and Rob Keller, Jennifer Lynn Baker, and myself will be singing some songs and telling some stories and having a good old time.
And your local McDonald's restaurants are back again with ticket drops this year, and we can't forget about that. In fact, Utah, in front of me, away from the viewing of the listening audience, there are three dates on here.
I can't. Insider trading here type thing. You're covering them. You're not letting me see them.
There is a Thursday, a Thursday, and a Thursday.
There you go.
There's one in June, there's one in July, and there's one in August where you'll be able to get free band jam tickets at a local McDonald's restaurant in our neighborhoods here. And you just have to tune in to the Rock Station and find out which one it is, what time it will be there, and how you can get your free band jam tickets.
Now, is that announced ahead of time, or is that announced like the day of that it happens?
It will happen usually the day before, if
day
I remember
before?
Correctly.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So we'll be dropping that, and then you can get out there and check it out. So just, well, you got to stay tuned. Tune in to the Rock Station 97.7.
People showed up last year and took them all. Yeah, so right. It worked very well, and appreciate. They've been on board with the band jam now for, I don't know, 10 years.
Yeah,
McDonald's.
Yeah. They've been a stage sponsor forever, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So good stuff. It's all part of thebandjam.com. Get those tickets. Make sure you've got them. And hey, don't forget another event coming up. I wanted to toss out to you is Music for the Cure. That is happening 8th annual now.
Yeah,
wow. Beautiful Blueberry Hill. That's 124 Maple Road in Carson City. Check out the Facebook page. But it's going to be a great evening of music. The Bluebirds are coming in from actually out of state. And Dinner Bell Road, they will be the primary bands with special guests, Highway Moon, Back East, Heyday, those guys. And then special acoustic performances by Jennifer Lynn Baker, Saturday, August 8th.
That's a great lineup.
It really is, and it's a very, very fun event. Camping is available if you'd like to just go and stay for the night. It's a one-day event, 1 to 11, but they'll have food vendors there. It's a BYOB thing. You bring your own chair, whatever you want to do. It's a beautiful setting out there, and salute to Steve Anker who puts that on every year. So August 8th for that, so that could be another band jam warm-up for you.
There you go.
So, hey, let's get to some music here to wrap up the show.
All right. And, you know, speaking of our new Band Jam sponsor, Erie Distillery, we were playing up there last weekend, Sleeves and I, and in walked Drew from the band Ingo Swan.
Oh.
So he hung out with us up there, and that was pretty cool to see him. And they recently dropped a new song called Sabrosa, so I'm going to throw that on for the guys in Ingo Swan.
Love it, love it. And we're going to spin a tune that we had dropped to us by Mr. Michael Stover. You know Michael well, MTS Management. From the Patti Spadaro band called Mystic Misfit. It actually is arriving in the next week, but we got an opportunity to preview it here tonight. We call it a grassroots exclusive of sorts. And salute out to those that are represented by Michael Stover, including the Noble Hops, multiple nominations for Josie Awards. And we've seen a lot of acts from this area getting a salute to the Josies as a nominee.
Yeah, I mean, so I mean, they're still dropping the announcements also, but so far, like Tim Henry's back in from Sour Mash, the Shiners are nominated, and Appalachian Honey along with the Noble Hop. So we're looking forward to hearing some more names get announced here.
Yeah, no. Speaking of Appalachian Honey, wanted to give a shout out to them. Congratulations! This was week number one of I think it's two full weeks or at least weekends. The Three Rivers Arts Festival that goes on, and Appalachian Honey were one of the acts that got to play this past Friday. And then I think the Dead End Streets were playing today. So there's been some local bands connected into that because they bring in some national and regional acts too. But it was cool to see Appalachian Honey popping up.
And J. Roger Davis, I think, is playing the same day or played the same day as Appalachian Honey. Yeah, same stage.
A lot going on. And it's great to celebrate it. And that's what we love to do every Sunday night here on the Grassroots Show. Presented by Shady Lady Productions, I'm Bob Cupp. He's Utah Burgess, and we appreciate you tuning in to hear some great music like Ingo Swan and the Patti Spadaro Band right now on The Grassroots Show.
Power, melt the crowd. don't wait. Skimming the surface of something deeper, spinning round and round this dizzy life, filling up doesn't satisfy. Meet me in the middle,
Rock. Noun. A large hill or island having no vegetation.
Oh, hell no!
Rocking planet Earth.
Keep doing it, it's working!
We're just getting started.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Stakes are high and so am I. It's in the air tonight.
Different.
Play a lot of different rock varieties.
You name it, they got it. They're amazing.
Your playlist.
I demand loud music and good music.
I can listen to them forever.
Your rock station, 97.7.
Like a love, love way through.
We rock. Real classic rock.
Your rock station.
Hey, it's Jay Klein, and every weekday at noon, I host the Rockin' Hard Diner. This is your chance to get requests in at 977rocks.com. Jill Perrell Auto Rockline at 724-431-4489 on Facebook. And even if you're listening on the app, just click on the menu. But it's also at 977rocks.com, your chance to enter you and your coworkers, your workplace, to win lunch from one of our great sponsors each week. So you get entered, 977rocks.com, rotating banner in the upper right-hand side. Fill out the form. Thursdays, we pick a winner. Friday, we deliver lunch to you and your coworkers. So it's free, doesn't cost you anything. Get signed up now for the Rockin' Hard Diner to win some lunch at 977rocks.com.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Contemporary music has a modern, upbeat sound, usually from albums that are currently popular.
This is your rock station. 97.7.
Hush now. Wipe away the teardrop from your eye. You lying safe in bed. It was all about dream spilling in your head. Your mind tricked you to feel the pain of someone close to you leaving the game of life. So here it is, another chance. Wide awake, you face the day. Your dream is over.
Or has it just begun?